Northwestern ever since. We're at the half in Madison. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Badger football is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers and by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And it's Mike Heller with you at Camp Randall Stadium at the half. The American Family Insurance Halftime Report underway. There's nothing good to tell you, and this is a bit more than just a little bit of a surprise. It is Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 3. The Wildcats converted their first 10 third down conversions, or opportunities rather. They're 10 of 11 going into the locker room at halftime, and the more bad news front is that Northwestern deferred after winning the toss, so they will start the third quarter with the ball and a 21-point lead. On the good news front, Tanner Mordecai has looked good in the first half. He was 13 of 19 for 131 yards. He left the game a month ago in the Badgers' loss against Iowa with a broken bone in his hand, his throwing hand, and he returned and has looked good in the first half. Braylon Allen also returned. He carried three times for 3 yards. Didn't see him after that. And also, Chimray Dike is on the field, but he does not have a catch so far in the game. At the break, it is Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. The scoreboard update will be coming your way next. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues as we look at some of the other scores from around the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kanger Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins, a team that keeps you informed at every step, and a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kanger Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Mike Keller back with you at the halftime. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The score here is Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 3. Keeping this in mind, the Badgers need one win in the remaining games to be bowl eligible. They are not there yet, and it doesn't look positive today. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Iowa has a commanding 3-0 lead over Rutgers at the break. The Hawkeyes did throw an interception late in the first half inside the Rutgers red zone, so it goes to the break with Iowa leading 3-0. It is Purdue all over Minnesota. Well, not all over. They lead by 8 going to halftime now. Purdue 28 and Minnesota 20. That is in West Lafayette at the half. Earlier today in the Big Ten, J.J. McCarthy attempted just 8 passes. He was 7 for 8 for 60 yards, but that was enough. Michigan, number 3 in the country, wins without Jim Harbaugh as their coach. They win at Penn State 24-15. There is a game to be played yet later tonight. That is Michigan State at Ohio State. Also earlier today in overtime, Illinois beat Indiana. And Maryland won at Nebraska. Nebraska comes here in 1 week's time. In top 25 action that is going on right now, games that are in progress, it is Colorado and Arizona tied, 7:22 to play in the fourth. Arizona, number 21 in the country, they're tied at 31 each. Kansas State leads Baylor, with 9 minutes to play in the third, 38-13. And Florida State, number 4 in the country, holds a slim 3-point lead over Miami, 10-7. Meanwhile, Utah leads at Washington, 28-24, final 30 seconds of the first half. That'll take care of our scoreboard update. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Kohl's is making early holiday shopping so easy, and I need to talk about it. I just went and saved $10 off because I spent over $50. Then I saved even more cash while crossing gifts off my list, like JBL headphones at $24.99, Barbie dolls at 25% off, and got women's PJs for under $25 with a 20% coupon. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles, JBL and Barbie coupons do not apply. $10 off, $25 offer valid November 11th, 20% offer valid November 18th. Some exclusions apply. See storeoracles.com for details.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands. Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. And everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection. We can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Back with you on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report. Mike Heller and joined by Bill Schmid, who you'll hear postgame alongside of Tim Scott. At the half, it is Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 3. I was trying to find bright spots, and I think the bright spot would be Tanner Mordecai, who has returned and looked good after breaking his hand a month ago in the loss to Iowa. 27 days ago, he had surgery. If that's the only bright spot I can find, and that bright spot has led to 3 points, it's a little dim right now.
Mike, it is true, though. There, and Tausch talked about it a lot throughout the first half. He looks good. Problem is they're so one-dimensional right now. Carries for 14 yards that you can sit back, drop seven if you're David Braun every single time, feel pretty comfortable about it, that you're going to be able to let them, bad as it sounds, make a mistake. And the drops, again, have come back to bite Wisconsin here again and just stumbles you into some issues. How about this, though, for some positivity?
Okay, let's go.
No, Nick Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe in his first year at Alabama. So great things can happen from early struggles. Now, this is a later-in-the-year struggle than what we're looking at here. But things can all go up because I imagine the listeners right now are in some interesting thought processes.
Yeah, and what do you see on the third downs? It's remarkable. It would be hard for most teams to go 10 for 10 against air on, you know, third down conversions. They're 10 of 11. The only one they didn't convert is after they had a penalty. So what do we see on this defense not being able to get off the field?
Not enough constant pressure. Yeah. Not enough pressure in the face of Bryant. And it's been really well schemed up. Northwestern has some very timely screens because it's not like they're converting a bunch of third and threes and third and fours. A lot of them are third and five plus. They've been able to use Wisconsin's aggressiveness on defense against them, and that's one of the reasons why they've gotten a lot of big plays on those third downs.
I don't know if there is an apt message in the locker room. We spent part of the week on our shows talking about Luke Fickell really got after him in the locker room at Indiana. It was loud. It was not nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do in there now because the psychology of this is an unknown what you would do to find a way to get through to the team.
And the difficult part is, Mike, it's not like the response has been one of tuning coach out. They've gotten beat on the other side, and the energy on the other side is far better than what your sideline has. Right now, your only message can be that everybody needs to get better one play at a time because We're going to have two more games full of plays, yeah. And if you're not playing better during this second half, it's going to be difficult to find the field.
And you got
to
find a way early in the third quarter to see if you can find any momentum. Otherwise, the stands, and it's not full, but the stands would empty out more, and the game goes away in a hurry.
It does, and the Matry opportunity at a pick there, yeah, on that final drive of the half for Northwestern. You need somebody to have a big spark play. You need a momentum changer, and you need to have the football to be able to do it.
I thought Chicagoland's biggest steal from the state was going to be Council on Monday, but now they're looking to go 2 for 2 and taking one this week. All right, that'll take care of the break. Billy, we'll talk to you out on postgame today with you and Tim Scott. Good luck on that, by the way.
Hey, good luck in the locker room.
Yeah, very much. Coming up next on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Crystal Farms, farm and family are at the heart of everything we do. It's why we source our dairy from family farms across the Midwest, and why we're proud to have a place on family dinner tables all over the heartland. For any family that cares about giving the best to those close to them and the farmers who help put food on all of our tables, we proudly offer Crystal Farms cheese. Crystal Farms, for farm and family. Learn more at crystalfarmscheese.com.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, building Wisconsin together. .com. It's no fluke. Northwestern with 294 yards of total offense, and it's well distributed. 169 through the air. Ben Bryant, 14 out of 20, including two touchdowns. 125 on the ground. Cam Porter, 11 carries for 66 yards. Meanwhile, Wisconsin with just 145 total yards of offense, 14 on the ground. 8 of 14. The leading rusher is Tanner Mordecai with 5 yards. Through the air, Tanner's thrown it pretty well. 13 of 19, and it should be better than that. A couple, maybe three catchable passes that were not. He's 13 of 19 for 131 yards. Northwestern, you know, dominating time of possession, better than 19 minutes in the first half. They're getting 6.8 per play. Wisconsin, 5.4 per play, and that's a little bit deceiving there. What the big stat really, though, Taus, 10 of 11. Northwestern on third down. That's what's allowed them to run 43 plays in the first half.
Yep, it has, and it started off missed tackle early in the game, and then Northwestern, give them credit, they've found their rhythm and continue to pick up third down. But that's been something that we've seen, especially early in these football games from Wisconsin's defense, is struggling to find a way to get off the field. And when you do that, all of the other stuff, the rushing yards and the plays and time of possession, it all stems from your defense being able to get off the field and give your offense more cracks at it. So it was a really bad half of football by all phases of Wisconsin's football team. And now you get an opportunity to see what this crew's all about, because this is hopefully the low point. 24-3, I don't think anybody thought this was going to be the case. Here you are. How are you going to react if you're Wisconsin? We're hoping to see a lot of fight coming out of this halftime.
Yeah, our eyes are on them right now as we get set for the second half. Before the second half begins, let's send it downstairs and hear from our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
The good news is no injuries to report from the first half. Braylon Allen is still available if needed. I think they just didn't really like how and weren't comfortable with what he was able to give them those first few plays. That's why we haven't seen him, but he is no new injury to report. Okay, second part of this is, during the week, Coach Fickell said what he admires about this team is their ability not to panic. That even when they give up a touchdown early in that game against Indiana, he looks at his defense and they don't panic. He doesn't sense that. But then out of the other side of his mouth, he also said, but it's okay to show emotion, to be angry. And I think he wanted to see what this team could play like when they're angry. Well, I think he's got that now. Unfortunately, it's in a very emotional locker room, as you can imagine. And now we're going to see what this, like you said, what this team is made of. But I think he got some of that response that he was looking for. Problem is, it took him to be down 21 to get it. We'll see what happens from here.
All right, Gavin Lahm will be kicking off as A.J. Henning will be deep for Northwestern. Wildcats will go north to south, left to right as we view it. 24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin as we get ready for the second half of play. See if they can get something big to happen for them really early in this third quarter and build from it. Is the kick taken by Henning at the 5, up the hash marks to the 10, cutting left 15 across the 20, and Henning across the 25-yard line. Tatum Grass down there in kick coverage, and the second half is underway.
Yeah, and you always wonder, you know, because everybody thinks, well, halftime adjustments, everything else, and we talked about that with Luke Fickell on his radio show this week, and it doesn't come back to, at this game, this isn't about halftime adjustments. It's about attitude adjustments and about where you're at. You're buckling your chin strap and going out. I think Northwestern played a more physical, they played a little bit harder than Wisconsin, and that's the stuff that drives you nuts as a coach and as players. That's why you heard what Patrick had to say about all the emotion. But that's all good and great. You got to go out here and do it on the field.
All right, for the Northwestern 25-yard line, first and 10. Bryce Kurtz slot on the right. Ben Bryant, the quarterback, takes a snap, hands to Cam Porter, met by Jordan Turner, who drives him back. No gain on the play. Second and 10, Northwestern.
That's what you're talking about, holding the point. You saw Rodas Johnson hold the point and then let your linebackers fill. Northwestern had way too much space to operate in that first half. It's one play, but that was exactly what Wisconsin needs to get started here in this second half.
Second and 10 for the Wildcats. Opening minute, third quarter. Northwestern at its own 25-yard line. Cam Johnson, slot to the left. A.J. Henning to the right, and a low snap, and fumbling the ball was Bryant, and he'll go down and cover it up inside the 20 of the 19-yard line. A low snap in the shotgun. And Northwestern does well to keep the ball, and it's third and 16. And the Wildcats 19-yard line. Northwestern hit on its first 10 third down situations, finally stopped late in the first half. They were 10 of 11 on third down in the opening half. A third and 16 here with the Wildcats 19-yard line. Four receivers to either side. Bryant back to throw. Pressure up the middle, and he's sacked. Inside the 15-yard line of Northwestern as Christian Allegro, the freshman, gets to the quarterback.
They're very high on Allegro. His speed, being able to close there and bringing it, getting him down on the ground. Had a linebacker shoot there. Allegro did a nice job of getting back there, getting off the field. trying to get a little mojo going here in the second half.
And Hunter Renner, the punter, finally getting some work other than being a holder on place kicks. Runs up, pressure on, kick is away. High end over end, fair catch signaled by Vinny Anthony, and he'll make it at the 48-yard line, Northwestern territory. So a 35-yard punt, good field position for the Badgers. 12:56 left in the third quarter. 24-3 Northwestern.
Yeah, that's what we expected. This group, there is a lot of pride, and you just got challenged where you're at, what you're all about, and the defense, which has been a very good unit for the vast majority of the season, not a good first half. You expected them to come out here, play with their hair on fire. They got off the field, three and out, and you give the football to your offense on the other side of the 50.
Will Pauling slot to the right. Cade Iacomelli, the running back. Mordecai gives it to him up the middle. Cade inside the 45. Down to the 44 of Northwestern. Gain of about four. Carmine Bastone, defensive lineman, in there among others for the Wildcats.
Yeah, good push there. Huber does a nice job of finishing with his feet. Jack Nelson does a nice job of finishing with his feet, and you pick up 3 or 4 yards on first down.
First hit came from the linebacker, Xander Mueller. Will Pauling, slot left, motions to the right on second down and six. Mordecai takes, makes the handoff. He'll pull it, rolling to it, running to his left, and nowhere to run. Shoved out of bounds by Garnett Hollis, the cornerback. That'll be a loss of a couple to the 46-yard line, Northwestern territory, where the Badgers are looking at a third down and eight.
Yeah, Northwestern played that really well. That was Mordecai made the read that the defensive end for Northwestern came down, but they had another linebacker kind of read that, scraped over the top in the corner, kept him inside.
Third down, slot left, slot right. And Hayden Rucci out there on the right side along with Bryson Green, Will Pauling and Vinny Anthony to the left. Third down and eight. Ball just inside the 46-yard line of Northwestern. Mordecai gets the snap. Northwestern sending three. Tanner looking. Throws to the left. That's caught by Pauling inside the 40-yard line. He needed the 38, and he's going to be a yard shy. Fourth and one at the 39 of Northwestern. The Badgers now will be going forward for the first time today on fourth down. We have 11 and a half minutes left in the third quarter, 24-3 Northwestern.
Great protection. I know Northwestern only brought three. Mordecai had all day, got to reset his feet, find Will Pauling. Now you set up a very manageable fourth down.
Badgers 4 of 14 this year going forward on fourth down. You got Ashcraft, you got Rucci out there, Nowakowski as well, and you got some movement up front. Or a timeout may be taken first by Wisconsin. That's going to be the case. Timeout taken by the Badgers, their first here of the second half. With 11:08 left in the third quarter, 24-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. We'll hold it here, I believe.
Oh, he wanted to see the spot. Okay. One of the things we talked a ton about at the end of that last game with Luke Fickell was he didn't like using timeouts early.
No, he doesn't. This is a good challenge because I think this that looked like a pretty bad spot. Take a look at the replay right now. He needed the 38, did Pauling. They spotted him at the 39. The first look at the replay shows I think Will got closer to the 37.
Yeah, that was a bad spot. Good decision there by Luke Fickell to get this because you never want to have a fourth down, and especially in this situation, keep it moving, try to get that first down. You don't want to be stuck in a spot where you can turn the football back over. And if the yellow line is any indicator, and I know it's like the rearview mirror deal, we got a first down on that.
Your first chance to hear Jerry McGinn, the referee, on a replay review. I don't know if you'll have the hesitation on this. We'll find out.
So we're looking for notepad, right? We want notepad here.
We would like notepad, okay. And writing on said notepad would be pretty awesome. I thought on live look he at least had the first
down. I thought it was
going
to be a lot closer, yeah. Where you'd at least get measurements. We'll see. I don't know what Dean is saying. Dean usually is he's the gospel when it comes to that. I think he's saying it's a first down. So should be good here.
A lengthy review it is.
Notepad's out.
There you go.
Scribblings
and
out.
Writing on it. So
good
that's good.
Let's go.
All right, Jerry, tell us.
Pause.
After further review, it's been determined that the runner did make the line to gain. It'll be first down
for Wisconsin at the 37.5-yard line.
See, because that had to be a kind of a wordy explanation, you don't get that hesitation with McGinn there.
Okay.
But he is the guy who will say the call on the field stands.
Yeah, I was like you when we were watching that. I thought maybe there was a flinch when he blew the whistle. And the big thing, no timeout charged for Wisconsin, yep. Because obviously we're going to get this thing rolling, get back in, and we're going to want those timeouts at the end of this game.
Walmart just inside the 38 of Northwestern, 1st and 10 Wisconsin, 3 receivers right, Vinny Anthony out to the left, Iacomelli the running back, snap to Mordecai, just a 4-man rush, Tanner throws over the middle, that's caught by Will Pauling, breaks to his left, gets inside the 30-yard line and hit hard and taken down at the 29 of Northwestern, Garnett Hollis on the stop, gain of 9.
All right, Will, put that ball away. I like the route, like that you got open. And we're able to go pick up a couple extra yards here, setting up a 2nd and 1. But don't like that ball being carried like a loaf of bread, high and tight. Come on now.
All right, Pauling slot to the right. Iacomelli the running back. Hayden Rucci wing on the left side on 2nd and 1 at the Northwestern 29. Mordecai gets the snap, takes the handoff under pressure, gets away from Hubbard. Now he'll run it, flag down inside the 25. Mordecai races to the chalk of the 24-yard line. Well, Aiden Hubbard was putting the pressure on Mordecai. Tanner did well to get by him, but penalty marker in the area of holding. Let's await the call.
Holding. Offense. Number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous line of scrimmage. 2nd down.
It's the left tackle, Jack Nelson. So Badgers back themselves up. Remember, it was 2nd and 1. Now it's going to be 2nd and a lot.
Yeah, I got a little leakage off the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line and forced the step up. And it's always tough when the quarterback is leaving the pocket early. You don't necessarily have your hands where they need to be. I'm not as mad on that holding call on Jack as maybe others might be.
2nd and 11 at the 39 of Northwestern. Pauling slot to the right. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll hand it to Iacomelli trying to break through inside the 35 and a good hard run to the 33-yard line. Devin Turner, one of the safeties on the tackle. 3rd and 5, Wisconsin.
Good nice job by Michael Furt. He kind of just skip pulling through, washes his guy down, and then Iacomelli sees a little crease, gets vertical, finishes with his pads down, and picked up 5 or 6 there to get it to a 3rd and 5.
9:55 left, 3rd quarter. Northwestern leads 24-3. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Mordecai takes the snap. He's going to run it. Tanner inside the 30, still up 25, cutting left to the 20. Mordecai to the 15, inside the 15-yard line. Jaheim Joseph out of the secondary on the stop. 1st down, Wisconsin. As the Badgers are into the Case IH red zone, visit caseih.com/Badgers.
Designed draw play, and Tanner Bordellini and Iacomelli were the lead blockers on that draw, and Tanner absolutely de-cleated his guy. Iacomelli did a nice job of shielding his, and then Tanner did a beautiful job of picking up extra yardage.
On the 14 of Northwestern, 1st and 10, Mordecai again is going to run it up the middle to about the 12-yard line. Mordecai for a couple, 2nd down and 8 for the Badgers. 9 minutes left of the 3rd quarter, 24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin.
Yeah, I like that. I like when you see something and it works and you say, well, Northwestern going to figure some things out, way to stop it. And that time they tightened things up and there was not the same amount of space for Mordecai to run through.
Bryson Green, Will Pauling, Riley Nowakowski out to the right. It's a little pistol formation now. Iacomelli behind his quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. Nowakowski in motion right to left. And a little pre-snap movement. It looked like they were just out of sync with Mordecai and Bordellini in the right tackle. I think Riley Mullman got out of his stance early. Here's the call.
Ball start. Offense, number 71. 5-yard penalty, remains 2nd down.
I had the binoculars on. It looked like Tanner, that maybe the snap was a little bit out of sync there with Tanner Bordellini. Whatever the case, the Badgers now have a 2nd down and 13 at the Northwestern 17. Pauling slot to the right. Bryson Green wide to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. Mordecai gets the snap, takes the handoff, looks the throw, fires to the left. That's caught by Anthony, and he is shoved out of bounds by Garnett Hollis inside the 10-yard line. They'll say he caught it. That was close.
Go quick.
Ball at the 8-yard line of Northwestern. It will be A third down and four at the 8-yard line, Northwestern territory, with 8:10 left in the third quarter. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll fake the handoff, and a throw over the middle is knocked down by the linebacker Kenny Soares. He's trying to get his slot receiver Will Pauling, and it's now fourth down and four at the 8-yard line of Northwestern.
Yeah, I like going quick there because it was a close call with Vinny Anthony on the sideline. And here Tanner reads it. Their lineman just read Tanner's eyes the whole way, a little slant across the middle that I believe we had for a touchdown, but he stayed in his zone, got his hands up, and fortunately just hit off his hands and not picked off.
And the Badgers will go for it on fourth and four at the 8 of Northwestern. Three receivers right, one on the left. Jackson Aker, the running back. Mordecai to throw, looks, throws, end zone, high pass, incomplete. Intended for Vinny Anthony, a little bit high, got a hand on it, that's it. And a promising drive fizzles deep into Northwestern territory. And we've got a timeout here at Camp Randall Stadium. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And on Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 8:04 left of the third quarter. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Owens Corning Pink Foam Muller Insulation Panels have superior moisture resistance for interior and exterior applications and are the first line of defense against heat loss through basement walls. Look for the pink panels and save. Right now, get 11% off on all insulation products at Menards. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amory uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin stopped on downs. Tanner Bordellini hooked over to the Wisconsin sideline area, shaken up. Wildcats take over at their 8-yard line, leading 24-3. With 8:04 left in the third quarter.
I really feel like this season, the Wisconsin's offensive line, especially Ohio State game, pass protected well. That, the last three or four plays, they're way too much pressure on Tanner Mordecai.
Double wide to the right on first down. Brian hands off to Cam Porter. Hit by Rodas Johnson right at the line of scrimmage. Good play by Rodas. Second and 10 Northwestern at its own 8.
Just a whole different attitude and energy. I know it's only been 4 plays in this second half for this Wisconsin defense, but I think they probably got a stern talking to about that first half performance, and you're seeing the energy pick up here in the second half.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Bryant calls for the ball, gets the snap, stands at the goal line, shoots it to the left, and a rolling catch made by Cam Johnson in front of Nizir Forcurine around the 15-yard line. We'll make it the 16 of the far side, a gain of 8, and it's 3rd and 2, Northwestern. Going to stop here, get it back in good field position, and try again. Northwestern up 21 points, 7:07 left in the third quarter. Three receivers tied left. Now they'll Pre-snap shifting. A.J. Henning lines up slot of the right. Bryant takes handoff Porter, and he gets stoned right at the line of scrimmage. As Badger defense showing some pride here in the third quarter, it'll be a fourth and two for the Wildcats at their own 16-yard line.
Yeah, they're just not letting themselves get blocked. The down linemen are filling, holding the point of attack, and allowing the linebackers to fill into the gaps that they need to be. And that's how you get off the field on third down. So while it wasn't pretty in the first half, the second half, two drives, two three and outs, which is exactly what Wisconsin needs.
Hunter Renner on the punts. Wind safeties out there. Vinny Anthony and Hunter Wohler. Snap to Renter, and the kick is away. And this will hit at the 45, and a little bit of a Northwestern bounce just across midfield, and it dies at the 48-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 36-yard punt. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 6:05 left of the third quarter. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
what?
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Case IH, Compeer Financial, Cleary Building Corp., Culver's, Gaia, and Wisconsin Corn. 6:05 left of the third quarter, 24-3 Northwestern. We mentioned that last Badgers offensive series. Tanner Bordellini will be helped over to the Wisconsin sideline. We have an update now as we check in again with Patrick.
We've talked a couple times already on this broadcast about who those tough guys are, the foxhole guys that Luke Fickell has identified. Hunter Wohler, certainly Tanner Mordecai back. Tanner Bordellini's one of those guys. He's always in that short list that Luke Fickell will announce as, these are the guys that I like. These are the guys that I know are tough and that have become leaders and we depend on. And this is a moment where I think he's proving that. He had to be helped to the bench, like you mentioned. The whole time that Northwestern was on the field, Jake Renfro was practicing, taking snaps. And by the looks of it, appeared that Tanner Bordellini might sit out at least a series, maybe more. He's back out there right now at center, and this is a little bit of a pride showing, too. Tausch, you mentioned that the Badger defense might be showing some pride, or Matt, maybe it was you that said it. This might be an offensive line pride thing right here. I'm not leaving this game.
Yeah, Tanner Bordellini, no one in his right mind would ever question his toughness. He is one tough dude. You know, being asked to play center this season, he's a more natural guard. I think that's fair to say. Jake Renfro is... he hasn't played in a couple of years, even last year at Cincinnati. Tanner's been, there's an all tough guy team. He's definitely on it. For the Wisconsin 49-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Iacomelli. Now he'll throw it to Cade, right side at the 50. Iacomelli is down to the 45 of Northwestern. Rice Gallagher, the linebacker, on the stop, gain of 6.
Yeah, nice job just taking what the defense is going to give you. The Northwestern just drops everybody back. Iacobelli just kind of jumps out there, gets a little bit vertical, picks up a quick six.
Three receivers left, two on the right. On second down, a low shotgun snap, dug out by Mordecai. Sidesteps left, flag is down, pass is completed to Chimray DK, who got drilled by Theron Johnson. This play is going to come back. Be another holding call coming up against Wisconsin. Well, Chimray took a heck of a shot.
Yeah, right. It looks right in the thigh.
Yep.
Yeah, Chim is battling to get out there. You give him a ton of credit.
Number 79, 10-yard penalty from the previous line of scrimmage. Remains second down.
Yeah, they get Jack again on the holding
call. This was a bad. Yeah. This was a legit. You got beat with your feet. A little inside swim, and Jack just tackled him. The offensive tackles who have been very good. We can think back a couple of times, Washington State, where there's some struggles. But the pass protection has been good. The second half, again, that's why you don't fall behind 24-3. It puts your offensive line in tough spots.
There's Richie Haggerty causing the problem on second and long. A throw is completed. A short pass to Will Pauling, covered up at the 50-yard line. So that will bring up a third down and 9 for Wisconsin right at the 50. 5:10 left in the third quarter, 24-3 Northwestern. Wisconsin today on third down is 4 out of 10. Green, Bell, and Pauling to the right. C.J. Williams out to the left. Mordecai takes four-man Northwestern rush. Mordecai under pressure, and he is thrown down by Aiden Hubbard. Inside the 40-yard line of Wisconsin. They'll mark it at the 40, in fact. And Northwestern man is down, and his teammates waving over to the athletic trainers, and it was Hubbard, junior out of Cleveland, Ohio, had three sacks in their win against Maryland. He gets a sack here, but he is also in need of some attention, and we'll go ahead and take a full timeout. So we'll step away with 4:43 left of the third quarter. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin, 715-268-7188.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
No one gets you closer to the game than Sirius XM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. After that sack, it's 4th and 19. So Atticus Bertram's on the punt yet again. 4:43 left in the third quarter, 24-3 Northwestern.
Yeah, the pass protection is breaking down, and you know you're going to pass. So Northwestern's going to run their nickel package and stunts, and that was a case where they ran an ET. The end came across, ended up picking Huber, and then looped around and drilled Tanner Mordecai. So as you fall behind and you're in these spots, it allows Northwestern to do what they want and makes pass protecting even that much more difficult.
A.J. Henning is deep for the Wildcats, standing at his 20-yard line. Snap to Bertram, steps up, And the kick sails end over end, and it'll be Henning catching at the 15-yard line. Breaking to his left. Henning turns the corner at the 20, flag down, 25-30, 35-yard line. And this is coming back as he is steered out of bounds across the 40 to the 41 or 42-yard line.
I love it. You put your arms up. You still drilled the guy in the back, but you put your arms up in the air to make sure you actually just brought more attention to you.
Yep.
And Wisconsin's going to get some good field position on defense here to try to get a stop.
Northwestern has been penalized just one time all day. This will be the second.
Legal block in the back. Return team, number three. The foul be half the distance to the goal from the spot of the foul. First down.
I give the kid credit. He was trying. He was trying to sell that he didn't do it, but he did it.
Little do they know. You throw your hands up, you're basically saying I'm guilty.
Typically, yes.
And we'll have a timeout on the field. 4:26 left of the third quarter. 24-3 Northwestern. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It's time to celebrate the season with gifts, deals, and holiday feels. From active finds and cozy looks to toys topping their list, we've got presents for everybody and every budget. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. 4 minutes, 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3.
Well,
that about sums it up.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing, again, you're always looking for some type of positive when you're struggling the way Wisconsin is. And offensively, you're putting your group up front. I was coming into the game thinking this was going to need to be their kind of day, and it has not been. But defensively, at least we're seeing some signs. 2 3-and-outs to start this second half. We're going to need a third. We're going to continue. Now that you got the penalty, they're pinned back a little bit inside the 10. You want to keep giving your struggling offense short fields and hoping that they can break through and get a little bit of confidence from a breakthrough. So that's why this is such a critical time in this football game.
After that penalty on the return, the Wildcats at their 8-yard line. The standoff so far in the third quarter, but the first half was pretty much all Northwestern. 24-3 is your score. Anthony Tyus in the backfield right now at first down. Bryant will give it to him. Over the right side of the line, spinning across the 10-yard line and brought down by Jeff Petrosky at the 13 on a gain of 5. Second down for the Wildcats.
Yeah, good patience there, kind of going off of the left side of Northwestern's offensive line. Just took the one jump cut, pressed it vertically, and picked up 5.
Calvin Johnson. Up wide to the right. Here's the handoff to Anthony Tyus, and Hunter Waller screaming into the backfield. Makes the tackle behind the line of scrimmage at the 12-yard line. Make it 3rd down and 6.
I love Hunter Waller as a football player. He's tough. He's smart. He understood what was happening there. just came screaming off the edge, and we've seen a lot of missed tackles. Today, that was Hunter Waller just breaking down at the point, getting the running back down on the ground and setting up a third and six.
From the Northwestern 12-yard line.
Let's get a pick here. So what do we think?
I like it. Let's go, Rico. Three receivers to the right, one on the left. Bryant back to throw, looking left, throwing left, and that is caught by Cam Johnson. Fort Green trying to keep him shy of the line to gain, and I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to mark it at the 18, which is where Northwestern needs to be. First down for the Wildcats. They're now 11 of 15. They had hit on their first 10, had a brief slump, and now they convert on third down. Fresh set of downs with 2:45 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a tight spot. It looked like initially the linesman had him a little bit short. I think his forward progress got him there.
First down, handoff, Joseph Hyman at the left hash marks. Gets a couple to the 20-yard line. Jordan Turner up off the stack for Wisconsin. Likewise, C.J. Goetz.
You just see so much. It's just so much better up front of holding the point, and that gives all first half I kept saying how much space there was because guys were getting moved, and that makes that linebacker such a tougher, much tougher decision of where to go. When guys are holding their gaps, it gives you a clear vision of what you're going to try to do.
Northwestern had subbed, so now the Badgers will do the same. Kurt Neal coming in for James Thompson, Jr.
Take your time. Get him a 5-yard penalty.
Play clock hit zero as I think Northwestern just beat that with a timeout. Yeah, David Braun, the interim head coach.
That's a tough little mouse game.
Yeah, it is. You sub late on offense, you're kind of asking for it. A timeout taken by Northwestern with a minute 47. Left in the third quarter.
Yeah, I've seen that before. So what you do, you take your biggest guy, and you have another big, you wait till the big guy crosses, and then you have the other big guy kind of slow trot out there.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, well, I want to run the play. Well, you got to give these guys time, and it forces Northwestern into using a timeout.
Talking about David Braun, the 38-year-old interim head coach at Northwestern. Kettle Moraine High School. So grew up coming to Badger games at Camp Randall Stadium, a very successful run as an FCS assistant, a couple national titles at North Dakota State. I'm not in charge over there, but he seems like a pretty good option long term. Here's the snap to Ben Bryant. He'll throw over the middle. That's caught by Cam Johnson, who is stopped by Waller at the 29-yard line. And a first down again for Northwestern with a minute 35 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, Northwestern's been better up front. The pass protection there, Wisconsin brought guys, and I've been saying this, it sounds like over and over, but their backs are picking up the blitz and linebackers. Their offensive line is handling Wisconsin's front. And when you blitz, you're going to have a little bit, you have less bodies to cover with the zone. There's more space, and that's been the story of the day.
First and 10 for the Northwestern 29. Handoff Joseph Hyman, and he gets about a yard. C.J. Goetz gets over there. Kurt Neal as well. Ball at the 30-yard line of Northwestern. Second down and 9. 1 minute left in the third quarter.
Northwestern's really content with, we'll run it. We're going to milk the clock. And especially when they can continue to keep this third down, 11 of 14. Every second is just churning. They're fine just letting this thing unwind as we sit here.
Second down and 9. Final minute of the third quarter. Three receivers right, two on the left. Bryant gets the snap, back to throw. Short pass, rolling catch made by Thomas Gordon, the tight end. Covered up by the linebacker Jake Chaney at the 34-yard line. Gain of 4. Third down and 5 on what could likely be the final play of the third quarter. 20 seconds left in it. Wildcats will gladly get into the jump around mode here as they are in command at Camp Randall Stadium as we approach the end of quarter number 3. Today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Case IH, Compeer Financial, Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Gaia, and Wisconsin Corn. At the end of 3, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Emery Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Emery Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at emerychevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Emery Chevrolet, where we treat people like people. If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium to begin the fourth quarter. A little scoreboard update in the Big Ten. Iowa leads Rutgers 6-0, throwing a shutout there. They could all but clinch the Big Ten West with the way things are falling today. Minnesota trails at Purdue 35-20. That's late in the third quarter. And earlier today,